Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It takes your breath away. I know it takes my breath away. The radicalism of reality. Imagine a group of criminal scam artists bankrupting the world, and because they hold the purse strings on all the fiat currency they've created, the police, the military, the bureaucracy, the general public all bow down to them and say, rape me, rape me. Take everything I am and everything I ever will be. List carbon dioxide as a deadly poison. Tax it and pay it to yourself. The globalists own the third world, so they don't have to make any greenhouse gas tax cuts. That actually increases it. So even if you believe it's a deadly poison, a deadly chemical agent, a nerve gas, there's going to be more of it in the air. And then the cover of Newsweek, the thinking man's thinking man, Al Gore's new plan for the planet. It's his plan. No, it's not. Any more than he invented the internet. He's their disgusting front man, though. Because he's a big, fat, evil Nelly, like all their commanders. We're ruled by a bunch of pedophile ninnies. Oh, help me, God. I just can't even look at Al Gore anymore. It makes me so sick. Filthy, degenerate piece of garbage. I don't know if he's a pedophile, but most of the globalists are. They've been caught over and over again. He sure looks like one. He sure fits the M.O. Fall of the Republic's my new film that exposes this bastard. All right, I said I'm not going to talk. I am not doing that anymore. I'm not going to. It's a family show. I apologize. I can't look at it. I have to flip the magazine over. There. See, I had the cover of Fall of the Republic with Obama on it, and then next to it I had Al Gore, and I just can't look at these criminals anymore. I just can't look at their beady little eyes. I can't look at them. I'm so sick of them and all their scams, and I can't believe they keep winning and keep succeeding and keep conning so many idiots who will giggle and laugh at you if you bring it up. They think it's funny. They think it's fun. They think it's cute. And for the life of me, I don't understand it. But you have a population that is under arrested development. We have a population that are like children. They fear things that aren't threats, and they don't fear what really is a threat. It's like a child is afraid of the dark in their bedroom at night. They're afraid of what's under the bed, but they're not afraid of running out in traffic. The general public's afraid of Al-Qaeda. Give me a break. Mainline encyclopedias admit the CIA created the groups, constantly caught funding them and running them. You really think you should give up all your freedoms and liberty to black uniform police and have surveillance cameras everywhere and have every purchase you make tracked and have your face scanned everywhere you go? You really think the danger's been in a cave? No, it's the government that writes textbooks for their policy chiefs about how they're poisoning the water supply. And you know what? They write other books saying, hey, the public doesn't care that we're putting stuff in their water. Let's intensify it. All right, I said I'm going to take your calls. Here's the deal. Have your points or your questions ready, and I'm going to the next person. I'm going to go to your calls. Jeremy, Alex, Matt, Bob, Brian, and others. And then I got John Ronson coming up. But I'm also going to give you a little sneak peek about Jesse Ventura's conspiracy theory TV show that's coming out. That's coming up. But more important, this Lord Mocton. Lord Mocton is really making the rounds. He's highly respected, and he's talking about what's openly being set up. And the media is engaging in the incredible spectacle of saying none of it exists, right next to news articles in the same publications admitting it's all true but saying it's good.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, it's MZ wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose. Don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are now into hour number two. We'll be simulcasting for the remainder of the last 3 hours of this radio transmission today. I met John Ronson back in 1998 in Waco, Texas, when I was there doing a story on the mass murder by the federal government of the Branch Davidians. He was there interviewing me for BBC television. He then made a Channel 4 World of Wonder program titled Secret Rulers of the World. And I was in three of the five parts of the miniseries. And, of course, I infiltrated Bohemian Grove, and he got the footage of that from me. And that was the first time it was seen on national television. Then he wrote the book Them, which is really a dark satire. And John Ronson didn't really believe in the New World Order at that time. And he would do stuff like, I'd be driving through Northern California about to meet him in some little town. It was Occidental, the name of the town. And there was like 5 foot thick fog on the ground. I'd never seen fog where it was only on the ground, like a werewolf movie. You know, those old 40s or 50s movies where there was fog all over the ground up to your neck. That was happening. And I said, man, this is spooky. It's like werewolves and vampires would live out here. We were having fun in the car on the cell phone going, man, this is like Transylvania up here in Northern California. I've seen fog so thick you can't see 5 feet in front of you, but I've never seen it where it just lays on the ground like this at chest level. He wrote in his book that I literally believed that werewolves and vampires were in the woods. See, everything in his book is true, but it's distorted by satire, taking other people's jokes and then presenting it as if it's serious. Now, he says he now believes in the New World Order a lot more than he did in the past. And he's a nice guy. I like John Ronson. And he's written Men Who Stare at Goats that got turned into the new big, one of the top movies at the box office right now around the world, with George Clooney and everybody else. So you'll get an inside peek from the person that wrote the book, now the major motion picture, next hour. You'll get another big sneak peek tomorrow. Jesse Ventura called me Friday evening, and he said, Alex, sorry I've been making you wait to talk about the TV show the last couple months, but Time Warner, that owns True TV, didn't want any details of the show out until right beforehand. Well, he is allowed to go public with details of the show Wednesday, and you're going to hear it here first Tuesday. And let me tell you, there were some amazing adventures. Almost got arrested at the HARP facility in Alaska. Interviewed George Hunt, who we consulted with and got for them, who worked with Maurice Strong back in the 90s and the 80s, 80s and 90s for the plan for world government. Al Gore, all of it. Inside Whistleblower. This is going to be a powerful television show. And you'll get the inside scoop tomorrow, second hour, with Jesse Ventura here on air. Sherry Tenpenny's coming into Austin Wednesday. She's going to be doing debates Tuesday and Wednesday. Wednesday, she's going to be in studio with us before she leaves town. She's going to be debating the whole flu situation. And they almost had to cancel it because they couldn't find anybody who would debate her. They finally found somebody. And so that's going on at one of the UT ballrooms Tuesday and Wednesday. Two big debates. In fact, will you guys print me that email from her or get Dude to give it to me so I can actually later read that so listeners know where to go if you want to be part of the audience? Because you better believe they're going to stack it with their people and they're going to have the mainstream news media there. In fact, we need to send a crew. I've been invited to it, but obviously I can't go. The debates are during the show, but people be like, where's Alex? See, he doesn't care. He didn't come. Well, yeah, I'm going to be on the radio. But this radio show is empowering, but it's also a ball and chain, folks. Because believe me, I'd love to be roaming around and going to events and going to speaking engagements and flying all over the world to show what the New World Order is doing. I'm just trying to figure out how I can get a couple fill-in hosts who can fill in so I can do more of this. But the numbers drop, the ratings drop. I can't hardly listen to myself. I don't like my own radio show. But the ratings show on the internet and on AM and FM stations, people want me. All right, side issue. We're going to get into a lot of key issues coming up today. The Lord Mockton clips are coming up. But right now, let's go to Jeremy in California, who disagrees, so he goes to the head of the line. Come ahead, Jeremy.
Hey, Alex. Well, just quickly, Rivero would be a great trial for a fill-in for you, too. Just a little suggestion there. I wanted to disagree with your approach to the flu, particularly with your sourcing. And I have been trying to figure out why you have not had Dr. Deagle on, considering he shares the same network with you.
Yeah, listen. I appreciate your call, sir. You see, anytime somebody calls up and disagrees, they don't disagree with a specific thing. Okay? They call in. I got Dr. Deagle his radio job. Ted called up and said, should I give this guy a radio show? I said, now I'm bad. But that's how this works. I'm bad. Okay? I'm covering up the whole flu thing. Okay? I'm not going to sit here and get into this host, that host. I don't infight. And there is no infighting going on. Okay? I have covered what I can prove with the flu. I have had scores of guests on the subject. I've told people I wouldn't take it. I've covered the fact that the inserts admit it can sterilize you. And other people call me and say, why don't you have this lady on from Europe? Because when I start getting ready to interview somebody, if anything seems weird or goes sideways, I leave it alone. My radio show is the issues I believe are true and important. I mean, it's my radio show. So I'm just not going to do it. If we spent half of our energy, just half, we don't even spend that, on real issues, we would win this thing. Instead, most people out there on the internet and in internet land, I know there are more websites and more chat rooms and more discussion about, is Alex Jones a government agent, or does Alex Jones work for the Vatican, or does Alex Jones work for Israel, or does Alex Jones work for Scientologists, or does Alex Jones work for reptoids, literally, than there is about the carbon tax and how to beat it, or health care. I'm here covering world government coming down on us. What are you going to do about it? What are we going to do about it? And most of the energy is spent talking about me, which in a sick way is good for this radio show. It actually helps me, but I'm not a worldly person who wants publicity at any cost and who believes that any publicity is good publicity. I'm very upset that people spend all their time talking about Alex Jones. I'm very upset they spend all their time obsessing over everything we do. I'm very upset about that, because if you would stop the infighting with each other and stop the arguing back and forth, Alex Jones isn't setting up a global government to tax you. Alex Jones isn't coming after your Second Amendment. Alex Jones isn't trying to legalize the illegal aliens. Alex Jones isn't taking over health care. Alex Jones isn't the thinking man's thinking man, Al Gore's new plan for the planet. Al Gore's new plan for the planet. I didn't write eco-science that the White House science czar did about how they're poisoning your water supply to sterilize you. See, this is who you better be worried about. John P. Holdren and Paul L. Ehrlich. You better be worried about Al Gore. See, but no. Because they can have the FBI go out and a few other groups and hire some think tanks to go start the ball rolling about how bad I am online. And the government knows it's only going to make me bigger, but it makes Alex Jones this big, giant distraction from all the other issues. See, instead of it being about how do we get organized, how do we get involved, how do we get states' rights going, how do we indict members of the private Federal Reserve, how do we bring them to justice, all these solutions and ideas I'm putting out, along with your solutions, I'd like to hear them, with, he doesn't have any solutions. Look, let's just say I work for the reptoids. I work for the Scientologists. I work for the Vatican. I work for Israel. I work for the Masons, everything. I don't work for any of those groups. I'm not a member of any group. I'm a member of the human species. And I'm a good, pure-hearted person here telling the truth day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, trying to mobilize people. Most people who are awake will tell you that I woke them up, or my material did, or my listeners that gave them my material did. And so that's why about half the COINTELPRO attacks are spent on me. And the government isn't stupid. They know it's making me big. They know. They want to distract everybody by making it all about Alex Jones. And it just makes my head spin. It really does make my head spin, because even if I'm the greatest evil the planet's ever seen, okay, Alex Jones is evil. We understand. Now, what are we going to do about the New World Order? I hear countless radio shows and blogs and sites and videos people send where it's all about me, all about how I'm this great evil, all about how I'm this master devil. Let's just say I am all those things. I'm not, but let's just say I am. Now, can we stop being distracted by the globalist devices and actually spend some time defeating the globalist agenda? No, we can't, can we?
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface. Wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants, contains no chlorine bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Under Safes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Under Safes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Under Safes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Under Safes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com. That's GrafUnderSafes.com. Safes.com. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Times are tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty, food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little.
All right, let's try to go to some more phone calls here. Alex in Germany. Alex, welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Earlier this year, I had invited General Stubblebine and Dr. Rima Label over to speak at a conference in Switzerland in front of 2,000 people. And originally it was planned for them to do the speech and then go on vacation. But unfortunately, Bert was sick, so he spent the time doing interviews. And later that year, I visited them over in Panama, and we shot some more footage. And we originally wanted to make a documentary out of it called The Food of Fascism, but then for lack of funds, we've been kind of stuck in this process. So I've released some of the footage we shot on YouTube, and General Sullivan, he talks about how he once was part of a group that planned the Army of the Future. And then I asked him to hypothetically pose the question, what would the ideal slow kill bioweapon look like? And it's a very interesting interview. And so I thought I'd, you know, put it out there because I've been sitting on this for weeks. And if you want the footage, I'd be glad to hand it over, rights and everything, because after 4 years of doing this, after 4 years of having my little glimpse of a shadow, of a trace of the Alex Jones experience, I'd be glad to give something back.
Well, that's awesome, Alex. I recognize your voice. Are you the guy from InfoKrieg?
That's right, yeah.
Which means InfoWar.
And I've seen the trailer for the new The Men Who Stare at Goats movie, and of course it's satire, it's black comedy, I understand this, but I've spent quite some time with General Sullivan, and believe me, he is not an oddball, you know, weirdo relic of the Cold War. He's a very cool person. He does have a sense of humor, and it's just amazing to be around him because he has a gravitas without having to try. You know, he's been involved in so many things. He spent 32 years of his life defending freedom in the military, and it's not a good thing to just limit the scope of what he's been doing to this one aspect, you know, these Stargate projects and everything.
I know. He was involved in some amazing stuff, and yes, I would like that footage. Certainly, so we've got to talk. Drop us a line, Alex. What's the name of your YouTube channel, InfoKrieg?
The name of the channel is Sleep is Death. One word, Sleep is Death. And then it says official channel or offizieller Kanal von InfoKrieg. And then you'll find it.
All right, buddy, good job. Glad you went to all that trouble. Now, see, there was a call that's doing something productive. Matt in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead. Welcome.
Hey, Captain. I think you'd be proud of me. I'm one of the leaders of We Are Change Nashville, and Al Gore came to sign his book at a bookstore in Green Hills. So we went down there, and as we signed books, I called him a traitor, and I told him I don't want his carbon tax or his global government. And luckily, a local reporter was there. I was talking to you before. I sent out articles, prison plan articles before that, and we were talking to a bunch of people. She came over and was asking some questions. So I gave her a copy of your masterpiece, Fall of the Republic. And she ended up
anywhere this disgusting con artist goes, who they're calling an eco-prophet, gets real. Why 2009 is the turning point. Al Gore's new plan for the planet. I mean, it's like the whole issue of Newsweek, and they admit it's a global religion now. They're founding a religion. Oprah Winfrey works for them. Obama works for them. Bush Sr.'s behind it. Well, all these religionists should read the real Bible of their priest. And their Bible is greed, murder, terror, control, stealing property. And that's what they say. They say how greed could save the world. Oh, yes, be part of the stealing people's property. Be part of the carbon taxes, and you'll make lots of money. And so now the scumbag yuppies that have helped sell the country out to globalists, they're like, hey, we've already destroyed all the industry and trained our replacements. Now let's help steal all the farms and ranches and factories. This is going to be wonderful. We're going to be greedy. Ha, it's for the earth. And just look at how sinister Al Gore looks. He is just such a big, bloated, disgusting Nelly control freak. Anything else?
Yes, sir. I mean, I said it real loud. Everybody heard it. We got a YouTube video. If you look at the Tennessee and local local newspaper, we got an article about it. And we have a website, wearechangenational.com. We had a tea party yesterday. Had a great showing.
Hold on. I'm going to hold you over. See, Matt, how you went out, confronted scumbag. You got in the newspaper so he wasn't just one way putting his propaganda out. And how you're taking over. Resistance is victory. That's what I love about We Are Change that Luke Radowski, one of my listeners, started, is they take action. They don't talk trash all day about underpatriots. They don't buy into the COINTELPRO. They get out there, they engage the enemy in the info war, and they're winning. Intensify our operations. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Okay, I want to play some clips from Christopher Walter Monckton, 3rd Viscount of Monckton and Benchley. Now, on the other side of Lord Monckton, there's scores of lords running around openly calling for world government. Probably 20-30% of the time I read some big editorial calling for New World Order run by the banks at some British lord. In fact, one of Al Gore's partners is a British lord. How greed could save the world. See, here's Newsweek. Here's the new spin on Al Gore. Yes, he's going to make your money. You're going to pay him your money. He's your lord. He's your eco-prophet. It's a they're openly saying it's going to be a religion. And all the trendies that don't like Christianity and want to be Hindus or Hare Krishnas, well, they don't want that now. Why, they can go worship Al Gore. A big, fat, demonic, blood-sucking Occidental Petroleum Company owner. Oh, look, it's Al Gore. Look, give me a close shot here, guys, for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Look at the inside of the article. Oh, Al Gore, the savior, the evolution of an eco-prophet, the plan to save the planet. Boom and gloom, rocket men, heaven can wait. We've got Al Gore. It's, oh, global government. He will save us. Okay, finishing up with Al Gore. Go ahead and finish your point, Matt. So Al Gore came. You told him he was a globalist traitor scum. You're not going to pay your cap and trade taxes to him. What did he say?
Well, he didn't say anything, but I got a clip right here if you want to hear it. Here.
Al Gore, you're a traitor. Your carbon tax is meant to enslave America. We know it.
We don't want your global governance.
We don't want your global governance. We don't want your carbon tax. You're a traitor.
Did you hear it, Alex?
Well, I tell you what, that is just awesome, awesome, Matt, and I would love to use a clip of that. We've already got We Are Change. You gave us the clip of them confronting Jay Rockefeller, the real kingpin. He's the guy that should be on the cover of Newsweek if you want to go to the real power structure. I would love to use that clip. So let me put you on hold, get your number, Matt, or give you our number. I would love to be able to use that clip.
I love you, and I love everything you do, and there's nothing I wouldn't do for you, sir.
Well, nothing I wouldn't do for you guys. God bless you. I just want to expose these people, and I want to put that clip in Follow the Republic, too. So, John, give him our address. You can send it to P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760, and just tell me what videos you want in return. Just send me a letter saying I can use it, and we'll just fill the box full of films or books or whatever you want and send it off to We Are Change, Tennessee. And again, people keep calling me and asking me, who is We Are Change? It's a name. It's an idea. Luke Radowski was one of my listeners, got beat up by police, decided to go public about police brutality, got involved in other organizations, and 3 years ago started We Are Change, and it's got chapters all over the planet. It's anti-New World Order, nonpartisan, understands government-sponsored terror. Start your own group. Call it InfoWars. Call it We Are Change. Call it Press for Truth. Call it Sons and Daughters of Liberty. Call it Tea Parties. Call it In the Fed. Call it whatever you want. Just get out there and take these people on. Speak out against them. Expose these criminals. 5 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, they wouldn't admit that they planned all this environmental system for a tax on carbon. Now they've been forced to admit it. They planned it all along. Go out and educate people about these different forms of deception. Show people their tricks. That's why I talk about Follow the Republic so much. That's why Follow the Republic is so important. This film exposes the entire cap and trade scam. But not just that, all the other taxes that they're now promoting in Newsweek. Taxes on everything. This film shows you it's a bunch of banking scammers, that Ken Lay came up with a plan, that Madoff was involved. Those guys were highest level elite. There's people worse than them. We're letting Madoff and Ken Lay literally rape us. Folks, Follow the Republic, InfoWars.com, order the DVD, have viewing parties, get it out to people, make copies. Fall of the Republic, InfoWars.com. People are ready to listen. They're ready to wake up now. All this stuff's coming true. All this stuff is happening now. People are ready now. Reach out to folks. Follow the Republic. It details it all. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or watch it in super high quality online at prisonplanet.tv. You can also watch the live radio show there, /TV show at prisonplanet.tv when you're a 15-cent-a-day member, $5.95 a month. That funds our operation, funds our bandwidth, funds what we're doing here. I just want Follow the Republic to be seen by everybody. Order it, make copies, get it out to everyone, and understand that this organization of globalists, their system cannot stand if they are exposed. Infowars.com. Now I'm going to play these Lord Mocton clips from C-SPAN and make brief comments. And then John Ronson's coming up. But I'm going to play these clips of Lord Mocton. Christopher Walter Mocton III, Viscount Mocton and Benchley over in England. There's a lot of other British lords that are pushing world government. He's fighting it. He's only going off the United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment. He's only going off the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change that openly calls for global government. He's only going off Ban Ki-moon's article in the New York Times calling for world government. They say world government, and then we say we don't want it, and they say, how dare you? They play this mind game with you like you're stupid. Let's go ahead and play the first clip of Lord Mocton. Here it is.
Accused of bias because of who paid for the test. I've often wondered, these scientists that all sign on to the Al Gore thing, how many of them get their funding from the federal government?
99%. Nearly all of science is now funded by the state. Effectively, scientific research is what's known to economists as a monopsony. There's only one customer. And the quickest way to make money, if you are in that situation and you are a scientist, and particularly in the unloved corner of science, which climatology used to be, is to get a really big scare going and then say, we are the only people that can stop this scare and we can save the world and therefore throw us lots of money. And if you read the stimulus package, you'll find that NOAA and NASA have received tens of billions in additional funding, and NASA has been retasked from being a space agency to being a climate change monitoring agency. That is now its primary function. And they are laughing all the way to the bank, having trousered your taxpayers' money.
Yeah, just on a quick fight.
Okay, we're going to go to the second clip, but that's absolutely true. The UN got 2,500 scientists that were all on government payroll. This is what Eisenhower warned about in 1961 in his farewell address. If you watch the whole address, it's online, not just the famous military-industrial complex, the undue influence and control, and the unwarranted influence of the military-industrial complex. He talks about how then over 80% of university funding was government and private research. Now it's over 90. And if you do research they don't like, they just come shut you down. Now, there 31,000 and then an additional 5,000 sent letters to Congress, top climatologists, meteorologists, saying global warming was a fraud. The Senate wouldn't let them testify alongside Al Gore. They have 2,500 kept scientists who've all been caught in the news faking weather data. They just lie. They say the Arctic melted. It didn't. It gets smaller in the summer, bigger in the winter. Here's the second clip. Good old computers. We're going to try to buy...
Yeah. Hit
pause for a minute.
Save the polar bear.
You start it over. It's all right. We're going to have to get some new computers up here. They really freeze up a lot, have a lot of problems. And or maybe get a solid-state clip system that plays clips. But good job, guys. Let's go ahead and go to the clip now.
Of whom there are five times more now than there were in the 1940s. Hardly, as he may think...
All right, he was talking about polar bears there since the front got... Go ahead and stop it. You know what? I'm just going to play this after John Ronson leaves us because I want to do this right. I want to be able to play these clips back-to-back here on air, and I want you to be able to hear he said polar bears. Now, you heard him say there are many times more polar bears today than there are just a few decades ago, and that's true. So we're done with the clips now. We'll just play those coming up in the last hour of the show today. But the issue is, he's stating facts. He's stating that the government controls almost all private and university research. He's stating there are many times more polar bears now than there were just 20 years ago. He's stating fact after fact after fact. He states that the Framework Convention on Climate Change is openly calling for world government. They are. Ban Ki Moon, we'll put this up on screen if you want. Just Google, we can do it. And then click news, and you will see Ban Ki Moon in an editorial. He is the UN Secretary General. The United Nations does exist. I will assure you it's a real thing. Set up by our Pentagon in 1945 to take over the planet. You know, our media always acts like it's some anti-American organization. It is anti-American. But it sprang from the anti-Americans that run our Congress and run our Pentagon and run our government. They camouflage themselves in the flag. They camouflage themselves in all this talk about how they're doing all of this for the greater good of the planet, when it is the exact opposite. Let's go ahead and go to some phone calls here. Bob in Ohio, thanks for holding her on the air.
Liberty's son, God bless you. And you're not alone, Alex. from Ohio, two-tour non-vet, and I've seen it coming. I knew Iraq was another Vietnam. But the point of my call is, other than to ask God to bless you and thank you, Liberty Son, is that if we don't get... See, what they're doing is carpet bombing us. The tentacles of the military-industrial complex woven in with Congress is carpet bombing us, and we need a constitutional party 10 years ago, really. And if we don't get that across the states, across the United States and all the individual states, a constitutional party, we will never win this war or take our country back, Alex. And that's my insight and wisdom saying that. And
well, Bob, I agree with you. That's a big part of the solution. That's why Aaron Russo founded the Constitution Party. The problem is the feds send COINTELPRO in to Libertarian Party, to Constitution Party. They either try to take it over or they destroy it with infighting. Because it only takes a few feds that know psychology to get everybody talking bad about the leaders, everybody infighting. Look what they did with Ron Paul. A lot of patriot sites now spend all their time attacking Ron Paul. Most of them aren't feds. They just get manipulated by psychologists that are running sites into infighting, and you'd think Ron Paul was the problem. You'd think Ron Paul was the issue. Not that over 30 years of fighting, we've got two-thirds of the House ready to audit the Fed. People are now awake that the Fed's private, that it's the real and illegitimate government. How far we've come. Instead, they turned COINTELPRO loose to hope, but I don't think it's going to work, hope that we all just fight with each other. Absolutely, the Constitution Party's great. Ron Paul's great. The states' rights movement, the media tries to pose that as that we're talking about secession. No, we're talking about 10th and 9th Amendment declarations of state sovereignty, that the federal government is out of control and engaged in unconstitutional, illegal, and unlawful activities, and that we are going to bring it under heel. But we've gone way past the federal government being too big. Now the federal government itself, Bob, is run by foreign offshore corporations. So we've had a coup, an illegitimate coup of our government by this corporate system, this New World Order. They're now openly admitting they've done that. There's a Campaign for Liberty article today about privatizing wealth transfer. And they admit in that article that it's the elite that are funding, robbing the general public. They just tell the dumbed-down blue-collar folks, a lot of those are smarter than yuppies, but they tell the ones they can fool, oh, you're going to get that rich guy, the guy in a $1 million house down the street. When the guy in a $1 million house or a $500,000 house is not the rich guy, it's the rich guys using the underclass as a weapon against the middle class. I appreciate your call. Great points, Bob. Brian in Illinois. Brian, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. I'm sure you've heard about that plague in the Ukraine going on where there's a University of Chicago scientist who died. It was reported September 13th, messing around with some kind of a bacterial plague. And I'm sure that's not just a coincidence. You can do a front page search on that and find out for yourself. Anyway,
there's been quite a few U.S. scientists in the U.S. dying in their universities where they're doing level 4 research in level 2 facilities. You can just walk right into these facilities. They've got weaponized bubonic plague, weaponized smallpox, weaponized anthrax, weaponized foot and mouth, weaponized Lyme's disease. Everything's weaponized, and they're just, you swipe a card, walk in, no airlocks, no nothing. And governments everywhere are testing biological crises. The Ukraine government was on the verge of falling. Their people know they're crooks. And so suddenly a virus starts killing people and they hype it up. I just think it's more hype, sir.
You know, I agree with you. I had a professor in college. I was really excited about the so-called Orange Revolution they had when Yushchenko got into power. But it was pretty obvious that some things went down. But, hey, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Brian. God bless you. Rick in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead, Ricky.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say really quick,
thank you for everything that you do for all Americans, and thank you personally for helping me to find my way back to the Lord. Like you, I believe that a powerful weapon in fighting back against all of this is to become independent from them, to not need them for all of their stuff that they try and sell us on. And like you, I am not worldly. I don't really care about money or anything anymore. I just care about doing what's right. So I wanted to throw this out there, this idea that I had, just in case any of your listeners have the means to bring it to fruition. A lot of Americans don't know that at a time in this country, steam engine cars were outselling internal combustion cars until the development of the electronic ignition. There is a...
Hold on! You can't have a steam-driven car. Water vapor and carbon dioxide is a deadly weapon, according to the government. Next, they'll list water as toxic waste. Stay there. I want to come back and hear your idea, Ricky.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
All right, radio listeners, coming up in about 6 minutes, are going to be able to hear John Ronson, who wrote the book, The Men Who Stare at Goats. It's now one of the big hit movies in theaters. We'll talk about that and the entire New World Order system with him in the next hour. Jesse Ventura here tomorrow with an exclusive. He's going to spill his guts here first on the inside details of his new national television program on the formerly Court TV, now True TV, called Conspiracy Theory. And I'll tell you, this comes from those of us that question the establishment view. It comes from our perspective. So Jesse Ventura with exclusive info tomorrow in the second hour of this radio show. You don't want to miss that. And I appreciate Jesse calling me up Friday saying he's going to give us the exclusive here. So that is coming up. But John Ronson's coming up at the start of the next hour. Then I'm going to get into Lord Mocton, what's happening with the economy, the framework convention on climate change, your phone calls, and a bunch of other news. In fact, at the start of the next hour, or as soon as John Ronson leaves us, he may leave a little bit early in the next hour, about 45 minutes in, I will break down what I think is going on with the Fort Hood shooting. I haven't even gotten into that on Sunday's show, and I haven't talked about it yet today. That's coming up in about 50 minutes from now. Right now, let's go back to Ricky in Georgia. Ricky, you had a point you wanted to make about trying to bring steam engine cars back. You can't do that. Steam engine cars are taxed under the Global Carbon Tax Convention. Steam is releasing carbon dioxide. It's now listed as a toxic waste. All toxic waste is to be taxed. Doesn't matter if plants breathe that. It's a new religion to be enforced at the barrel of a gun. And all these hippies and people that you see with the ponytails and Birkenstocks, they're now getting submachine guns and joining the different environmental police forces, literally. And they're SWAT teaming Amish selling cheese and SWAT teaming families selling watermelons on the side of the road. They are going to take your property. They are control freaks. These are sickening, dangerous, evil people. And so, and I'm serious. I've run into them. These are some hateful, demonic scum. And they are the hell force of the central banks. So you're not allowed to have a steam engine car, buddy. Water vapor is prasada non grata under this system. Any other comments, criminal?
No, just one thing this disabled veteran has learned in life is, you know, don't try and tell me I can't do something, because I'll spend every last breath proving you wrong.
Well, no, I mean, here's the problem. It'll be unlicensed, and the cops will pull you over. And if you don't pay the ticket, the next time they're going to taser you, and the next time they're going to throw you into prison. And I agree with you. You should be able to have a steam car. And we need to stand up and fight for alternative cars. See, the globalists make their environmental movement sound good, sound reasonable. It's actually about monopolies. And, yeah. No, I mean, I think your steam engine car is a great idea.
Just really quickly, I just wanted to say how it would work, because why I think it would be practical. I know they're going to try and fight it, but why it would be practical. Okay, first of all, if you coat the cylinder heads with porcelain also, the steam can be used as a lubricant, so you don't need the motor oil either. But the new stove that they have out that uses like a magnetic induction can boil water in 90 seconds. Why don't somebody use that technology in the fuel tank so the inside of the car doesn't actually get hot, just the tank does. Got water boiling in 90 seconds. You coat the piston heads in porcelain. You use the excess steam as lubricant. There you go. You know,
but see, we can't do that because we don't have any industry. The globalists stated, again, in their own policy reports many times, that they had to deindustrialize us before the bankers bankrupted us, because if they didn't deindustrialize us first, we would be able to rebuild. This is all meant to be the perfect trap, so we can't escape from their world government. But great idea. People are getting back to the earth. They are moving to rural areas. You will have to fight off the federal regulators. The parasites are here. They are among us. But the good news is the people now know the government is criminal and is their enemy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.